The VFW began 100 years ago by veterans of the Spanish-American War and the Philippine Insurrection who wanted to secure rights and benefits for American veterans. Unlike the American Legion, which accepts anyone who served in the military, VFW members must serve in a war overseas. VFW members are most visible to the public, selling the little red poppy flowers for donations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
The red poppies go back to a bloody battle at Flanders Field during World War I, where the casualty rate was extremely high. The following spring, on those same fields of death, sprang red poppy flowers. Since then, veterans have embraced the poppy as a symbol of regrowth, of peace, and assistance. At this downtown St. Paul mall, John Dockniak gives a woman a poppy as she drops four quarters into a slotted can.
Thank you very much. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dockniak is commander of a St. Paul post and served in the Korean War.
The proceeds for this go to the disabled veterans, as well as for the quarter veterans. Spend a lot of time at the veterans' home, the hospitals. They bring bingo there, all kinds of different activities for them.
On the other end of the mall, Agnes Hare is also selling poppies. She's volunteered with a women's auxiliary for more than 40 years in connection with her husband, who is a Korean War vet.
There's one thing sad about we can't get the young people very involved. It's really kind of odd. Some are very good, some are, you know, but not as many as we'd like. You know, because like me, for instance, I'm only 75 years old. I'm still out here working.
The VFW's members in Minnesota and nationally have dropped consistently for the past 5 years in large and small clubs. That's due in part because more than half of its members are in their 70s and 80s and are dying off. Bill Smith of the National VFW headquarters in Washington, D.C., says younger veterans aren't joining in the numbers of their parents and grandparents.
It's a dilemma that's being faced by every organization. In this day and age, you have competing interests out there. We have families that are two-income families. We've gone from the era of television where the family got together. Nowadays, we're looking at a single screen on the Internet. So there's a lot competing for our attention.
In some areas of the country, the VFW broadens its mission by helping food bank programs, scouting, and supporting youth baseball teams. It also gives out $2 million in scholarships each year. But there's another reason why some VFWs are losing their numbers, particularly in smaller towns like Two Harbors on Minnesota's North Shore. On this midweek afternoon, about a half dozen men and women are sipping beer at this VFW. One of them is Louis Bankson, who joined the VFW more than 50 years ago after serving in World War II.
Most of the kids after a while, I suppose like the boomer babies and that, most of them left town. They don't stay. The railroad closed down here in, 63 or whatever it was. So where they used to have 1,000 guys working, now they only have maybe 150. So that was a big change right there. Not enough jobs for the kids to see.
Two Harbors' population has dropped by about 25% since the early 50s when Bankson was post commander.
We were over 400. We had over 400. I think the most we ever had was probably about up to around 450.
Now the post has about half that membership. The post's current head, Ken Larson, works hard to recruit members to make up for the average 6 members a year it loses. Larson is a Vietnam veteran who's worked as a railroad conductor for 29 years.
Over in Superior last year, the year before, they lost their post. They just didn't have enough members. They couldn't keep their own building. And I'm not sure how they transferred their members around, if they joined a post in Duluth or another post in Wisconsin.
Larson comes from a family of veterans, and his bright blue eyes still cloud up when he talks. He hopes people take time to thank veterans on this Memorial Day.
This country wasn't made famous and rich by your politicians, your sports figures. It was made great by veterans. Memorial Day has turned into more of a 3-day weekend, a trip to the lake, a fishing trip. And there's only a few days a year that some of the people think of veterans.
The VFW magazine polled its members recently on whether the organization should relax some of its restrictions to ensure its survival. 86% of those polled supported relaxing membership restrictions to include veterans who served during the Cold War. That issue may come up at the next VFW convention in August. I'm Elizabeth Stewicki, Minnesota Public Radio.